Bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. Well, many of you have asked for PJ Braun to be back on the show, and you've gotten your wish. During the first hour, I'm going to be interviewing PJ, who trains a lot of female athletes, and since the emergence of the ever-popular bikini division, has been working with more and more women. And we're going to talk about some of the pitfalls that bikini women find themselves in, probably as part of, and we're going to discuss this at length with PJ, maybe more so because of the nature of the bikini style being more aesthetic and less athletic, if you will, than, let's say, a figure competitor. Some of the pitfalls that they fall into. We're going to call that show Seeing Past Your Competition. Then, later in the show, clinical psychologist meets spiritualist Dr. Jim Manganiello joins us for another installment of the Humanities series as we discuss our romance with self-destruction. Why is it that when people find the modicum of success, risky behavior increases? You would think that they would protect what they have, but instead they become more and more reckless. So we're going to try to dig into that so we can understand it better for ourselves. Before we get started, just have to remind everybody that Age Force is running a buy one, get one free, plus free patches on their new 10-hour energy patch. Twice the energy, half the price. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the new 10-hour energy patch. One of the nice features of this patch is that, unlike a drinkable energy product, when you take it off, about 45 minutes later, it stops working. So you're not stuck in, you know, high energy mode until it wears off on its own. You have some control. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the Age Force 10-hour energy patch. Okay, here's a blast from the past. PJ Braun, how are you, PJ?
Good. How are you, Carl? I'm glad to be back on the show. It's been a long time.
Yeah, and it's just, really, people kept saying, you know, why hasn't PJ been on? And it just was my own ineffectiveness at managing guests. In fact, I'm looking for someone to help me with this right now. I just posted a couple ads this morning. So it was not intentional. It was just a run of the card, so to speak. But anyway,
well, that makes me feel better. I thought maybe you didn't like me anymore.
No, but I love you, PJ. I think that not only are you an amazing athlete in the world of bodybuilding, but I think that you're one of the few decent human beings out there within that hemisphere as well. So I think you have a lot to be proud of. You find yourself training more and more female athletes right now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, my business is, I would guess, probably 80-85% female at this point. You know, there's a lot of women that want to compete and just don't even have the, you know, the first clue of what to do. Also, I think a lot of guys, you know, maybe in the earlier stages are a little bit perhaps arrogant to the fact that they actually need that guidance, and a little bit hesitant, whereas I find a lot of the new you know, girls that are getting into competing, they want you to tell them everything to do, you know.
Right.
So with the emerge of the bikini division and this whole extra division that's gotten very popular, there's just a whole another level of clientele coming in now. So very, very busy with all that.
Now, one of the things that we didn't say we were going to talk about, but I need to share this just briefly, because I want people to understand the quality of attention you give your clients. There are a lot of people out there with your status. I mean, you've got like 75,000 likes on Facebook. I mean, you've got a huge audience that you reach. There's a lot of people out there that would exploit that. They would take this cookie cutter approach where they have literally documents already created. When someone asks a question that remotely sounds like this, you just copy and paste this paragraph and send it to them. Everybody gets the same diet. Everybody gets the same training. Everybody gets the same tweaking to their training when they raise certain questions. But because you don't do that, you have a very limited number of clients. In fact, you turn a lot of people away because you really just can't give them the personal attention that you feel committed to, right?
Yeah, I mean, what I did, I decided to stop actually training people in the gyms so I could dedicate more time to my online clientele. And that's opened up a lot more time. I've also had to raise my fees a few times. But I have probably around just over 100 active clients right now. And what happened was I got to the point where, you know, I was discussing things with a friend of mine, and he's actually a client that I encourage people to check out on my Facebook page. His name is Troy Johnson, and he's a guy that's about 50 years old that decided he wanted to do a men's physique competition. With the transformation that I made with this guy was just unbelievable. And it was actually, he was the one who said, you know, you can't do a cookie cutter approach. You'll lose what everybody loves about you. You know, like, no matter how busy you get, you can't do it. He's like, you got to just keep raising your prices. And he's like, there's guys, what he said was the analogy he gave. He goes, there's guys out there that have no problem buying a Ferrari. He's like, they don't want a Honda. You know, let the people that want the Hondas have the Hondas. He goes, you're going to deal with the people that want to buy the Ferraris. And it made sense to me after that. You know, I told people, I'm like, listen, you know, I'm very, very busy. You know, anyone that wants to work with me, you know, this is the way that I do things. What I typically do now is I'll do a 10-minute phone consult to explain my protocol and how much attention is going to be needed on both ends. And then I let them decide after that which way they want to go. I'm definitely, you know, as busy as I could be, that's for sure. I mean, I could certainly use an assistant to help organize things now, as you were saying, you needed one earlier.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody right now to take a little. There's a lot of little tasks that I do every day that I would really just like to farm out. But with that being said, with the advent of the bikini competition, first of all, most women feel that they can enter a bikini competition. There's a lot of girls out there with nice figures, and they feel like, hey, mm-hmm. you know what? This is right up my alley. So they jump into it.
Yes.
They start training. They hire a coach like the one we were just talking about. And they focus on this point in time, which culminates with them being on stage. But they don't see past that. There's a pitfall to that, isn't there? What you shared this with me. You were like, I was like, wow, I never thought about this. But what is it?
Well, here's the thing. You know, the average bikini competitor is going to fall into two categories. They're either going to be the typical, just gifted genetics, really, really hot girl, and doesn't really have to do anything, and they're just born that way. Which there are actually a pretty good percentage of them that are like that. Or they're going to be the ones that are going to have to really bust their ass, just like if they were a bodybuilder. And a lot of people don't realize that. There's not really an in-between. And that's why you'll see, especially in the big states like California, you know, you'll see 30, 40 girls in a class, but you'll only see two or three of them that are good. And then afterwards, you know, when they're done, if it completely changes their lifestyle to do this competition, they think, you know, they can just go back to normal, but it unfortunately doesn't work that way. You can't go, you know, 100 miles per hour and then just stop and think that nothing, you know, odd is going to happen. So the most important thing for these girls to do is really, really, really research who the person that's going to be advising them is, and finding out, you know, the person's credentials and has he worked with people that are professional, has he worked with, you know, lots of success stories. Because if you take somebody that already looks pretty good and you give them, call one of these, cookie cutter, low calorie, you know, excessive cardio diet.
Well, and I see this all the time. I see girls in the gym that are getting ready for an event, and they look like they're about to keel over. And I'll talk to them. One of my friends' fiancés, in particular, and she said, "Well, I'm not coming in on time, so he cut my calories and upped my cardio." It's like, really? Isn't there a point of diminishing returns for that kind of brutality?
Certainly. And what happens is, you know, when you start getting into this kind of you know, cycle. You know, what happens when you plateau there? Then you cut more calories and do more cardio. And that's actually pretty common because I think if you're somebody that's working with a lot of people, you know, obviously this is not, you know, an admirable thing to do, but it's probably really easy to just say, all right, well, if I cut their calories and make them do more cardio, they'll drop. You know, I suppose like just, you know, in a layman sense, that makes sense. But, many times that actually, you know, will cause plateaus even faster. You're destroying your metabolism when you do that. You know, our body is designed to be having food coming in, and you know, we have our basal metabolic rates that burn calories on our own, and we're just destroying the way that we have, you know, been accustomed to be for so long with these dramatic changes. And what happens is when you're finished with the show and you stop doing all that stuff, your body goes haywire.
So it sounds to me like a real contest prep approach should complete itself not at the contest prep, but about a week later, so you can then take the client, give them a protocol to sort of wean off of what they've been doing and come back to a normal lifestyle.
Yeah, mine, it actually takes a few weeks post-contest, but everybody is different. If I have a first-timer, you know, that has never done anything before, it'll be a couple weeks. Now, some of my people work with me year-round, and in that case, it's a lot easier because I'll just monitor them, you know, each week after the show until they're back to normal, and, you know, then the contact can be, you know, obviously a lot less, but... you know, to simply stop, there's a lot of guys out there, the show's done, and they're basically like, all right, good luck, good job, you know, see you next time.
Yeah, if they even show up at the competition, you see them at the competition, and then you don't hear from them again. And don't forget, they're a pay-as-you-go group, so you're not paying for anything after the competition, so they're not contacting you going, how is it going? How are you doing? Did you bounce back? I mean, it's just like, that's it, I'm done with you because you're not paying anymore. We have to take a commercial break. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We've gone a little long. Let's stay with this thought. When we come back, we're going to pick it up some more. PJ, plug your websites. How do people reach you? How do you want people to reach you?
Two places, very, very easy. Facebook, PJ Drew Braun, and my website is www.pjbraun.com.
Okay, and we actually have some questions from female listeners in anticipation of you being on the air. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, Stars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got to get Adele Musa to translate this song for me. It's some sort of mashup in German. Wait a minute, PJ, you're German. Do you speak German?
No, I'm only half German, and I don't speak German, no.
Okay. All right. Anyway, okay. All right, so, you know, do you think that this problem is inherently available because of the bikini competitors' lack of initiation, if you will? They are uninitiated quite often, as you point out. Some of them are genetically ready to get up on stage. Some have to train very hard. But you take a figure competitor who is more like a bodybuilder in mindset. This is a person who has an much more extreme lifestyle and can't cut corners and knows that they're going to get back in the gym right after the competition is over, because that's actually part of their prescription. Do you think that has something to do with it? It's like when you take an average girl and you kind of make her slightly high performance for a little while, and then she goes back to being an average girl, she's going to put on a lot of weight?
Well, here's the thing. To be honest with you, I've actually had to have these whole, you know, I call them fixing procedures with figure girls also. And a lot of it is not really necessarily because of the work they're putting in. It's because of the lack of knowledge more than anything else.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. So it's not unique to the bikini competitors. Okay.
No, honestly, this has become a humongous trend now.
Now, this has to be even further exacerbated when even, mildly effective performance-enhancing compounds you use, whether they be over-the-counter compounds like over-the-counter anti-estrogens or by prescription, or even thyroid-modulating compounds. I would imagine that when they use these pre-competition and then stop using them post-competition, that's got to be the double whammy, right?
Oh, of course, of course. And, you know, that's another thing with a lot of these girls will sign up for somebody that will just tell them to take something without really educating them on what it is, which is, you know, obviously can lead to lots of problems as well.
You know, I think it's appropriate to read this this question. I don't think she wants. Well, just her first name is Valerie, okay? And she says that what if you've made a great deal of progress, but then hit the wall? Should you go to the hypocaloric greater degree of exercise, or should you back off and increase your calories? And if so, how long?
Well, it depends on where you're at in your training. And, you know, is this person getting ready for a competition, or are they just trying to look a certain way? You know, there's other variables that come into account, because when you're doing a competition, if you have your mind set on a specific date, you know, you kind of get to the point where it's like, well, we need to do whatever it takes to get to this point. You know,
is it that simple, PJ? Some people are willing to do whatever it takes, but they never come in on time because they're doing the wrong things.
That's why I've expressed that, you know, once again, going back to the importance of the coach, I've had clients that wanted to do certain shows where I told them, like, listen, it's not going to happen with you. You have to have more time. You know, like, I might be able to torture you to get you there, but, you know, you'll be better off in the long run if we have more time. I had a girl that she spent almost a whole year. We wound up pushing the date back 3 times. In the end, she was very, very happy. You know, she's better in the long run for it because she didn't have to, you know, torture herself any worse. But There's a lot of variables that I would need to know. I would need to know, you know, how much cardio she's doing, how she's training, what supplements she's taking, how long she's taking them, before I would simply say, like, yeah, cut your calories and do this. You know, sometimes if I have somebody that's body is really, really stubborn, what I might do is I might give them, like, a quote-unquote refeed day where I really, like, kind of carb load them for a day or perhaps send them for a cheat meal and then actually just not really cause any kind of deficit in the calories but actually change the source of the calories for a week or so just to shock the system.
Right.
So you're really not going to be in an influx or deficit of calories, but you're getting them just from a completely different macronutrient that, you know, a lot of times will cause some kind of spark to your metabolism just when you do that.
You know, what are your thoughts on, and I know this, we're kind of segueing a little bit, but these are pertinent questions in my humble opinion, because I got a feeling that the figure competitors are a bit more dedicated than, say, the bikini competitors. And with that being said, you're a young guy, and we've gone out before, and everybody likes to drink. But what about pre-competition? Do you think alcohol is meaningless if you have a little bit here or there, or do you think alcohol can really be a showstopper for you if you're trying to get into competition shape?
Well, I mean, the bikini condition is far easier to achieve than somebody doing this figure and or a bodybuilder. I mean, a bodybuilder only looks like that for that day.
Right.
You know? A bikini look, in my opinion, I personally believe you could maintain that look year round without going crazy. That's just my opinion. You know, maybe there are other people that may feel otherwise, but now drinking, obviously. You're talking empty calories and, you know, the effects of the alcohol on protein synthesis and, you know, a lot of other negative, you know, effects that you're going to have from the alcohol. And in my opinion, that's just something that you shouldn't be doing to yourself pre-contest. Now, in reality, I don't know if you were in shape and you were on point, if it would really throw you off that bad if you had, you know, some drinks one night, you know, before a bikini contest. And I've had girls that were like, you said I could have a cheat meal on Saturday. Can I go out drinking with my friends?
Yeah, right. That's their cheat meal.
Personally, I would rather my people not do it. But I think that I would be, you know, I think that I'd be kind of basically full of shit to say that for a bikini competitor, it would really ruin your chances if you're doing it a few weeks out. I mean, you don't want to be doing it a week or 2 weeks before the show. But, if everything's clicking the right way and a girl goes out for a couple of drinks and she's back on her diet and back in the gym the next day, I don't really think that it's going to, you know, it's not like, you know, you're going to lose the striations in your glutes. You know, you just want to look hot in the bikini.
Right, right. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Okay. So getting back to this whole notion of the bikini competitors and how that, how large is the field at most bikini competitions? I'm talking not small ones, but the regional bikini competitions. I mean, does it dwarf the segments, the other categories, the obviously it dwarfs female bodybuilding, but does it dwarf the female physique? Does it dwarf female figure competitors and so on as well?
I don't know if it dwarfs figure, because the figure has been around for a while and it's you know, immensely popular, but it's certainly right on par with it. I mean, you know, your average national show, you know, and a pro qualifier, there's going to be probably, you know, that there's going to be 6 height classes, and there'll probably be 25, 30 girls in every class. Figure is along par with that as well. I mean, bodybuilding is tiny now, fitness is small also, but I mean, even I've been just at regional shows in California, small shows, where there was, you know, a very small amount of bodybuilders, but there was, you know, maybe 3 classes of bikini, and each class had 30 some odd girls of bikini competitors in it. So, I mean, you're starting to see a lot more. I think coastal, coastal regions, California, Florida, places like that, there's a lot more bikini. I've noticed in the Northeast, the bodybuilding and figure is still a lot more strong. But the bikini is definitely, it's growing rapidly.
When you train bikini competitors, let me rephrase this. Is it absolutely necessary for bikini competitors to modulate estrogen levels? In order to, because they're not coming in dry looking.
No, I don't believe it is. I mean, to be honest, I'm trying to think off topic of my. I don't believe that I've used anything as far as regulating estrogen on any of my bikini girls. To be honest with you, most of them, I know when they're getting their period and when they're going to have issues and when they're going to be retaining water and stuff like that. And it's always, in an ideal situation, you're not going to be competing around the time that's happening.
And I was going to, that was actually one of my questions. I was going to say, what happens when the competition falls on a time where a girl is actually having her period? Does she still have a shot of doing well, or
it's a very unfortunate circumstance when that happens, and things need to be done differently. You know, you have to kind of push to dehydrate them a little bit more, especially depending on how sensitive the individual is. I had a girl that just took second place in her class at North Americans, and the girl that won her class actually won the overall and got her pro card. So she was basically, you could argue that she was the second best girl on the show.
Right.
And she got her period 1 week out, and she gained 6 pounds of pure water. And she was freaking out, but I was confident that it would be gone by the end of the week. But, you know, for a small girl to go up 6 pounds like that causes a dramatic, you know, difference in her physique. So she had gotten stage like that, she would have not have fared well. By the end of the week, all the water came out. And if just looking at her midsection alone, you would think it was two different people. So in a circumstance like that.
But why not go to a diuretic? They're easily obtainable, or even some over-the-counter diuretics. Why not just go to a diuretic, or would it have no effect?
You would certainly have to do that, but the problem is, you know, it would help, but you're still going to be having that problem hormonally. That's not going to change. It's a bit of a fix, but it's a matter of how long the hormones are out of balance for, because the water is going to keep coming back on. You're going to have to pull their water out also. So it becomes a little bit trickier.
Yeah, I can see that. We're gonna take a commercial break. When we come back, what I want you to do is I want you to try to detail for some of the girls out there who maybe have been working with a coach. There's several events coming up, people who are getting ready, and maybe they are facing that pitfall where they're going to get on stage, they're going to place wherever they place, and their coach is just going to drop out of sight. And maybe we can give them some advice on how to taper what they've been doing and how to come back into normal life without putting on 30 pounds in a week. We're talking with PJ Braun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. That's when I grab the knot, throw it up in the sky. Let it come down slow, watch it all fly. Front to the back, then side to the side. Then we head back to my crib for the night. The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from trueprotein.com. trueprotein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit trueprotein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with PJ Braun this hour. We're talking about an issue related to women who want to compete in a bikini competition, which is becoming very popular. I think most women out there could see themselves getting up on stage in a bikini competition. This is not some tawdry event lacking taste. Women who perform in these bikini competitions do so more so as athletes than something you would see, you know, at a Hawaiian tropic event. And subsequently, they have to have certain body characteristics and conformations. There are judges judging them, not necessarily for the size of their parts, like you would see in some obscene type of body competition, bikini competition, but instead for symmetry, for balance, for aesthetics, for a pleasing look. And I think it's wonderful that these bikini competitions are available now, because the average girl can probably get into the kind of shape that she needs to get into without a heroic effort and get up on stage and win something. But the problem is, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, you've got to see past the competition. You can't just go, okay, I'm done, take my trophies, wait for my spray tan to wear off and go back to normal life, because you'll end up gaining a bunch of weight. So, PJ, what should the mindset be? I mean, obviously, a lot of these competitors have been dieting to some degree. So, you know, we've all been at bodybuilding competitions where the night after an event, the pros, the competitors, we all end up at some diner eating $600 worth of food, right?
Yes, of course.
I mean, you've done that yourself.
Yeah, of course.
That one night isn't the kiss of death. It's what you do for the following weeks, right?
Yes, of course. You know, what I always tell my girls, you know, after they're done, is, you know, go enjoy whatever you want tonight, and then eat whatever you want for breakfast tomorrow, and then contact me tomorrow so we can start planning out Monday and going on through the week. And I can't stress how important that is. And what I typically do with my girls, everybody's different. So none of my people are going to be on the same diet. You know, they may be similar, but they're not going to be on the same. So
right.
What I'll do is I call it reverse dieting, and I've heard some other people use that term as well. Is we're basically going to, quote unquote, diet into regular life. So most of my people will be on some sort of like a rotation of carbs at the end, right? So they'll have a higher day and lower days. So what I typically do, depending on the individual, is I start to, for the first week, I just remove some of the lower days. So you are still cycling. You have a higher day, a lower day. It's just not as dramatic. And so, you know, you'll have a day where you're eating more, but then you'll have a day where it's much, much less. So your body doesn't get a chance to, you know, get too acclimated to that. It keeps your metabolism stimulated. Then what I'll do the following week is I'll actually look back to when we first started working in my records, you know, whether it was 12 weeks out or 16 weeks out, and I'll actually take the starting diet. Where I decided, you know, this is going to be the diet that gets you good results for a while. And I'll implement that diet back. I'll have them cruise that for a little while. And then when I feel that they're ready for it, I'll increase the carbohydrates, you know, maybe 10% a week for a couple of weeks, you know, just a little bit to each meal here and there, just so their metabolisms can get acclimated to eating more food again.
Right.
And you do it slow and steady like that, you know, your body is very, very smart. So if you do it in slow and steady, it doesn't shock you as much. You don't get the quote unquote rebound of water retention and fat gain and stuff like that. And you can actually make it so your metabolism is even more effective, you know, for the rest of your life after that. Because you're training yourself to eat more food again.
What role does water itself, water intake, play in water retention? So you've got these girls where maybe they're do bikini girls drink a gallon of water a day or more leading up to an event so they're not holding water?
I tell all my clients to drink a gallon of water or more.
Okay, so when they stop their pre-contest prep, should they continue drinking that much water or should they taper off even that?
No, they should continue, and in fact, when they start eating, you know, regular foods again, they should actually drink even more water. You know, maybe, if I wanted to put a measurement on it, a third of a gallon on top of what they're already drinking, because now you're going to be taking in, you know, the first couple days after a show, you're not going to stay on your diet. You know, you might think that you are, you know, somebody very, very strong willed can do it, but the average person isn't. So you're going to be having all this extra sodium, and different, you know, perhaps, you know, sugary foods or, you know, enriched flours and whatever you go and eat. That stuff is going to make your body retain water like crazy because you're just not used to it. Your system sucks it right up. So what you got to do is you got to flush it. And the extra water is what flushes it out. If you cut the water down and you've already been, you know, acclimated to having all this water keeping your system cleansed all the time, your body's going to realize that and it's going to hold on even more. So you're actually doing yourself a disservice by cutting the water down. You want to keep the water going high.
And let me ask you another question, and this is kind of an aside, but for somebody who's just starting to introduce higher water intake, and they're already holding water, because people who don't drink enough water hold water, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take for the body to acclimate to this new continuous availability of water before it starts to let go of the water that it's been holding? What do you think?
You know, everybody's different, so I'll give you a range, but somebody with a very efficient system can start getting rid of that water in 24 hours. But, you know, I would say maybe average 2 or 3 days. But I'll tell you, like, myself, for instance, my system is so efficient that if I'm a week out from a show and I've been drinking a gallon of water and I bump it up to a gallon and a half, I'll wake up 2 pounds lighter the next day just from doing that. You know, it's, you know, my system is efficient now. And some people, you know, that can start out in bikini can have very efficient systems like that. And others don't, you know, they'll tell me, well, my weight is up 5 pounds, well, it's up 5 pounds, I'm drinking all the water, like you said. And I, you know, so I'm just relaxed, it'll come out, and, you know, I can't really put an exact finger on how long it will be.
But for some people it takes days, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does, unfortunately. I tell people, you gotta be patient, it'll come out, but sometimes it does take a few days.
We actually have a question, from a listener, okay? Her name is, Mary Napoli. This was submitted by her husband, Vince Napoli, who is also a big fan of the show. He said, Mary decided to ditch the Zumba and join me lifting weights. I was thrilled and still am to be working out with my wife and helping her with her goals. She's getting stronger, more confident in the gym, and we've been having some great workouts. However, last week she noticed she wasn't able to fit into some of her jeans as she thought she would be maybe gaining too much muscle in the areas she specifically wanted to trim down, i.e. the glutes and the hams. Diet has been decent and improved over what she had been eating before. What I'm thinking is happening is that she's gaining some muscle faster than losing fat in those target areas, which is pushing out the fat, obviously, and making her legs feel thicker, which, of course, women, I'm sorry, I lost my, I'm trying to shorten this up a little bit. I guess what he's saying is, when women first start training with weights, is it possible, first of all, for the muscle creation to exceed the fat loss, and what's the remedy for that?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously when you take something that hasn't worked out before and start putting them in some weights, they're going to, regardless of age, you're going to get some very fast initial muscle growth because you're just causing such a shock to your body. So the beginning stages of weight training for anybody are going to have accelerated muscle growth. Eventually that'll slow down. But, you know, the best thing to do if it's an area of concern is simply avoid training that area aggressively. You know, if you're training, you know, pretty hard with weights, then of course the muscle is going to grow. So what you could do is, you know, she could avoid really trying to stimulate too much growth in those areas, but still work out with plyometrics, things like that. You know, I wouldn't say to just not do anything for her lower body at all. There's definitely good plyometric exercises that she could do that will stimulate the muscle, and burn calories, but not really necessarily enough to actually build the muscle anymore. You know, it's just a matter of time before the body fat comes down and she looks at her legs and sees that they are toner and look better, and then perhaps the actual fit of the clothes may or may not be as important to her, because I always tell people the way you look like should be more important than what you weigh or anything else. You know,
yeah, you can't look at the scale.
But clearly, if you like what you look like in the mirror, that's what really matters.
But clearly, if she's not fitting into her pants, that's a sign that she's not interested in seeing. What about just adding some morning fasted cardio? I mean, obviously, Zumba is all cardio. Zumba is all cardio. Now she's gone to all weight. It sounds to me like maybe the happy medium is she needs to do a little 20 minutes, 30 minutes fasted cardio in the morning.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you want to get a good mix of everything. I'll tell you an awesome one for somebody like that. The Insanity DVDs are basically their HIIT fat-burning workouts that you can do in your home that incorporate lots of plyometric and body weight type stuff, all continuously done at high-intensity style. And you're not going to really build a lot of muscle doing that, but you'll burn a lot of calories, and you'll burn fat. And that's something that anybody can incorporate right into their home. Adding in some fasted cardio would help some stuff like that, some extra, cardiovascular work. If she has time to do the Zumba and she likes it, she can do the Zumba too, and she'll be burning calories from that. You don't want to limit yourself to just one thing.
And that's a good point. And that's really the issue here. It's not one or the other. You have to do, bodybuilders do cardio. And they do weightlifting because they both do very diversely different things.
Yeah, so, I have a 250-pound bodybuilder that does yoga.
Yeah, that's great, too, stretching.
And he said, do I have to stop doing yoga now that I'm training myself? And I said, no, by all means, keep doing it.
Yeah, that's funny. Do I have to stop? Probably the women in the class enjoy having him there.
I told him, I'm amazed that you can do it. Keep on doing it. I want to see how long you can use it for.
Yeah, there you go. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to wrap up the discussion with PJ Braun. When we come back after PJ is done talking with us, we'll have Dr. Jim Manganiello on, and we're going to talk about, why is it that as humans we have this romance with recklessness? Why do we flirt with self-disaster, especially once we become successful? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenedione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have a listener question messaged to me on Facebook from Vicki Hampton. She says, PJ, can you give us your suggestion for a quick fat-burning diet? Is there such a thing? A quick fat-burning diet?
Not really, but I mean, depending on the individual, I think if you want fast results, although I don't love this diet for the long run, I think if you want fast results, the ketogenic diet, or Atkins-style diet is a good way to get results fast.
But a lot of people get this wrong. In order to get into ketosis, you have to eat 60 grams of carbohydrates or less a day, right?
Yes, very, very low.
And see, the problem with this is, really, I mean, it relegates you to eating lots of green vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Because a piece of bread, quite often, even like a piece of Ezekiel bread, I want to say is like 20-something grams of protein. That's like a third of everything you get for the day. And so what you really have to do in order to eat ketogenic is eat a modified ancestral diet where you're just abandoning starches. You eat plenty of beef, plenty of chicken, plenty of fish. Well, not too much fish because of recent research on mercury. It's come to light that the mercury does get stuck in the body, even in the presence of other things. But plenty of healthy animal proteins, plenty of eggs. Don't be afraid of fat. Don't be afraid of protein. And everything else has to be, you know, like green leafy vegetable, broccoli, that sort of stuff, right?
Yep. It's actually a pretty easy diet to follow. I've done it myself before. You're eating, you know, like you just said, lots of animal sources. It's pretty easy to eat out like that. You can go to most restaurants and get a steak or a piece of chicken and eat a salad and just not eat, you know, the starch with it. So it's really not that hard of a diet to follow. And, you know, what happens is if you are in an excess level of body fat, your body is going to burn fat as energy pretty easily on this type of plan, and weight will fall off faster. Plus, you're not going to be retaining water the way you normally did because glycogen pulls water with it. So you'll lose a lot of water weight as well when you start out a protocol like that. And I find that somebody that's very heavy will respond really, really well to this diet, but it's not an optimal diet most of the time for somebody that wants to do a fitness competition.
Why? Because of the lack of energy?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, your body is pretty efficient when it's in a ketogenic state, and you'll be strong in a ketogenic state. And some people, I think, psychologically feel like they have less energy. I mean, you'll definitely gas out and your workouts a little faster, that's for sure. And you're not going to want to be doing, you know, really, really intense cardio either. But, you know, I think that you're missing out on the actual, like, benefits of insulin when you diet like that. You know, people think that, you know, like, you know, all this insulin resistance, you know, is bad for you. But they're actually, insulin is actually one of the most anabolic compounds. Like, there is, you know, if you look at what it actually can do for you, you know, when you time your carbohydrates and eat the right carbohydrates properly, you can make yourself very anabolic. And so you're kind of missing out on that, I believe, you know, when you're removing that from a diet. So for that reason, I think, you know, to get on stage and look your best and have your muscles be at their best, I mean, you're kind of selling yourself short. But I think, you know, regular life, just losing body fat and being concerned with having to, you know, the scale go down and feeling good about yourself, I think that it's highly effective. And Dr. Atkins actually obviously proved that right, because he made millions off of it. So.
Right. Well, now let me ask you a question. Let's talk about the ketogenic state for just a moment. Do you think that those keto sticks that you can buy at the Walgreens that you urinate do they work?
Stupid. No.
Stupid.
It's a waste of time. Don't even bother with it.
The original
diet was put together for children with epilepsy. And, you know, that's why that they came up with this diet, and you know, they felt that they could monitor if the body was releasing ketones by peeing on those keto sticks. But when you train with weights and, you know, you're eating a high protein diet, it changes the way that your body reacts to everything so much. You're going to have a higher level of protein in your urine, and you're also going to have, you know, just all kinds of different things that are going to affect, you know, without getting too scientific, what's going to happen when you're actually peeing on those keto sticks. They're always going to come out inaccurate.
Right.
I've had people that were on the diet for, you know, 7, 8, 9 days, and they're like, I'm not showing on my keto sticks. I'm like, trust me, you're going to get those just after 9 or 10 days.
That was my question. So if there really is no reliable way, I mean, I've heard people say the only real way to tell if you're in ketosis is to go into one of those labs where they put a mask on you, and when you exhale, they measure certain levels of gases in your breath. That's really the only other way. Now, obviously, none of us have access to that. So I do know your breath does smell bad sometimes when you're in ketosis.
Yeah, you know how you can tell, and it's hard to describe it, but the word that I want to use is, I don't know if it's actually a word, is metally.
Yeah, metallic.
It's got like a metallic, you know, taste to it. I've had people say, my breath is metally to me. And that's a good sign. You know what? You can actually feel it when you're in ketosis. You don't have ups and downs anymore in energy, because your body's not producing any insulin, so you're not getting these highs and lows. You kind of just feel, I guess, good. And you feel very even keeled, I guess, is a good way to describe it when you're in ketosis. So you will be able to feel it, because when you first remove carbohydrates, you'll feel sluggish for a little while. And once your body kind of like snaps out of that, all of a sudden you'll feel better. That's a good way of knowing. I have people tell me, like, oh, I don't feel good when I've started on plans like that. And then, you know, a few days later, like, oh, I feel really good now. You know, and
is it fair to say that the average person will take a few days to reach that ketogenic level?
Oh, totally. The fastest it's probably going to happen is 3 days.
Now, is it a dangerous recipe to be in a ketogenic state and have a high carb day? Do you just turn everything into fat and water then?
No. It's very, very hard to just, you know, get fat overnight. What usually happens from a high carb day is your body will rebound with some water retention for sure, but you'll also suck up so much glycogen, more than you'd normally be able to, that your next day's workout will be intensely explosive.
Yeah.
And you'll burn through quite a bit of the glycogen just from doing that. And then, you know, you'll get yourself back into ketosis in a matter of a couple of days. And I don't feel that people should go for a whole carb day when they're doing a ketogenic diet, but I do actually make them do like a quote-unquote cheat meal or refueled meal once a week, where I tell them it should be based mostly on carbohydrates.
Starchy, are you talking about healthy starchy carbs like red potatoes and sweet potatoes? And
yeah, I've tried it myself both ways. And I can tell you, I don't really think one was more beneficial than the other, to be honest with you.
All right. Yeah, interesting. Very, very. You know, we always come back to this. And poor Dr. Atkins got a raw deal in retrospect. I mean, they tried to make him look like a fool. It's amazing how a ketogenic diet is the answer for so many things. And sometimes it's not just the ketogenic diet, the intrinsic value, but the extrinsic value that you're not eating corn, you're not eating grain, you're not eating soy, you're not eating all of these offenders of the body, that really some of the magic happens from the ketogenic diet. It's really it's a shame, because the media and the orthodox medical establishment tried to make him look like a buffoon, especially after his death. When he wasn't there to defend himself. But the Atkins diet continues to be a great diet for losing large amounts of body fat, period. End
yes.
of story. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
if I were ever to get a cast on The Biggest Loser, I would put all of those people on an Atkins-style diet to start.
Oh, but you wouldn't be able to call it Atkins, because if you did that, you wouldn't get a part on The Biggest Loser. Because
yeah,
then,
of course.
Because don't forget, whose commercials are running? It's the, you know, it's the Celexa and the, you know, all the drug companies. And they're totally
yeah.
opposed to people figuring out that it works.
You're right.
So. Anyway, listen, PJ, it's been wonderful having you on the show today. Plug your websites
you.
Again.
www.pjbraun.com.
Hold on one second, PJ. I'm sorry to do this. Hey, Dr. Manganiello, can you hear me? Okay, I'm on the air with the guest, and we will be calling you in just a couple minutes because we're going to break. Absolutely, sir. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Dr. Manganiello is chomping at the bit to come on and talk about a very, very important subject about the self-destructive nature of human beings. Why do we get like that? I mean, I've done it so many times in my life. I see people around me doing it. It's almost like one of the markings of success is now you can abuse yourself.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be that way at all. So we're going to have him on
yeah.
here. PJ, thank you for plugging your website. Thank you for being on the show today on such short notice. Congratulations to the move to Florida. Those of you in Florida, you have PJ in your backyard now.
Yep. I went and I kicked ass in California, and now I'm taking over Florida.
There you go. And then where are you going after that? Texas?
I'll probably head back. Home will always be New York and Connecticut for me.
There you go.
If I'm going anywhere, I'll be back there.
Okay. All right, well, listen, and also we should also congratulate Aaron Singerman because he will become a papa this weekend. He
yep,
and his lovely bride, Darielle Gaines Singerman, will be giving birth to their first child. Aaron won't be giving birth to the child. Darielle will. Aaron will be standing there biting his fingernails. Okay, listen, PJ, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Thanks a lot, Carl.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Jim Manganiello on for this very important discussion.
Now let's see what happens if we mix these two elements together.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make me stand out in
the cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. usable. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Last time we had Dr. Jim Manganiello on the show, got so many positive comments about the discussion. You know, we're always trying to explore the entire person. The longevity prescription cannot ignore the importance of mind, body, and spirit all being one. You cannot age gracefully. You cannot age healthily. Is that even a word? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Dr. Manganiello. How are you doing, Dr. Manganiello?
Good. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic. Fantastic. You know,
I don't know if it's a word, but it's good to be with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm going to make one up. We'll put it into the Urban Dictionary after I'm done with the show. But, you know, you can't spirituality, mindset, the things that bestows on health have been proven time and time again. You can't escape it. And with the discussion turning a little bit to our humanities, to our tendencies, if you will, as humans, I've noticed in myself over the years, I've noticed in other people as I watch them from the sidelines, that when we receive a modicum of celebrity or success, we seem to start to flirt with self-destruction. Risky behaviors seem to be an earmark of success. Oh, now I'm successful. I can drink more. I can eat more. I can live a riskier lifestyle. What is it? Why do we gravitate to that like the moth to the flame?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons, and I've got some clear ideas that are based on what I've experienced, my views, and I want your listeners to know that, you know, I'm not Yoda, so I don't necessarily have the whole thing covered, but I've seen this again and again, and it's really predictable, so much so that you think that people would be a bit careful who run into success, but I think the core problem is what I call inflation. That we tend to be, sadly, an increasingly shallow culture, an increasingly shallow world, and we've kind of lost our way as to what might constitute real success. And as you know, in America particularly, we keep score with money.
Right.
And when somebody finds success, they tend to take it very seriously, and it leads to an unconscious development. That is, they don't necessarily do it. It's not that they're intentionally being idiots, but that they become inflated. They have an excessive preoccupation with themselves. They tend to take themselves too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets up tremendous potential for errors in judgment. For example, they tend to think they'll always succeed. They tend to think that their success is generalizable, that if they're a great basketball player, then they'll know how to make great investments. And we know there's a lot of bloody stories in this sports world of people that have gone broke, and the entertainment industry as well. The companion to inflation is what is often referred to as magical thinking. And again, people move into this. They don't do it intentionally. They don't choose to. It kind of happens to them. And it magical thinking tends to breed an awful lot of risk. I'm special. I really know what I'm doing. I will succeed all over the place. And in the extreme, it even becomes something like I'm being protected. I wrote an article not long ago about some of the tragedies in the spiritual communities in America. And among them was a situation where a particular spiritual teacher had AIDS. And he nevertheless felt that he was being protected by spiritual beings, that he was part of a very powerful ancient lineage. Now, this is started out to be a very nice guy.
Right.
Very capable guy, serious practitioner, had developed considerable teaching ability at some level. But he became wacko, and numbers of people died as a result.
So did he expose these people to his disease as a result of this, you mean?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
And it gets worse, because the entire spiritual community basically was in collusion with him, because if they started to see that he was getting wacko, then that would mean that their particular frame of reality with respect to this very famous, powerful spiritual tradition would have been subject to question.
Sure, the entire substructure of their belief system was being challenged, so they had to ignore it or play along with it, obviously.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. And that's really one of the most extreme cases of magical thinking I've ever heard. You know, I think you really so precisely hit on this, that when people reach a certain level of success, and that success doesn't have to be Bill Gates success, it could be retiring well. You know, you have people who the kids are grown, they're empty nesters, they retire, they've done well, their home is paid for, they've saved a little bit of money, and now all of a sudden they feel that that gives them license to lead, start adapting risky behaviors, you know, drinking a lot, using recreational drugs a lot, things that they wouldn't have done before, but now they feel that they have, quote unquote, arrived somewhere where this is my right to do this. This is what I worked so hard to do. This is why I attained success in the first place. And that is so contrary, in my mind, to what success should provide. If you become successful, you should become more conservative. You should become more protective, because success is fleeting. I know a handful of guys who made a bunch of money once and then lost it trying to make a bunch more money a second and third time. They couldn't reduplicate what they did the first time. They thought, like you said, that because I did this, I can do anything, that it translates over, and they end up losing all their money chasing what they thought they was owed to them.
Right, right.
Now, you work with a very affluent clientele. Do you see this kind of reckless behavior occurring before they're successful, or does it generally become more prevalent after they're successful?
Well, you know, you're raising all kinds of very powerful issues. As you incline to do in your show, I think you're raising the big, big issue in the background is people who have been successful at diving deep into their lives, people who have been successful in establishing a connection with what we could call our core identity, as opposed to the conditioned self-image that we leave our family in. We leave our family with a false image of who we are. It's as if, I can tell you a story, how powerful this false image is. Briefly, guy wakes up one morning and he says to his wife, "I'm Elvis Presley." And his wife said, you must be nuts. What are you talking about? And then he proceeds to sing Hound Dog to her. And after a few days, this is wearing thin on her, and lo and behold, he's doing it at work, too. He's got his colleagues, and he's asking them, you know, I want you to dress me as the king, and so on and so forth. So the wife and the colleagues get together, and they agree they're going to hire a lie detector expert, and they're going to really expose this guy to himself and just end this, because it's starting to drive him crazy. Meanwhile, the guy gets wind of it. And he decides, well, I'm just going to say I'm not Elvis Presley and screw them. So they get the lie detector expert, comes to the house, asks the obligatory questions, what's your shoe size, what's your address, how old are you? Then he pops the big question, are you Elvis Presley? And the guy says, no. The lie detector registered that he was lying. That's how deep this conviction, this belief was that he was Elvis Presley. At some fundamental level, we leave our family, we don't leave our culture, we walk around in our culture at the wrong psychological address. We're not living at who we truly are. We're living at a surface identity that's much too small for who we truly are. Now, taking that point of view and playing the game at the surface of life, whether you get a basketball, you know, as profound as sports is, I love sports, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're throwing balls in hoops, you're throwing balls downfield with helmets and pads on, you know, and to presume, therefore, that if you make $20 million doing this, that you're God's gift to the earth, there's something a little awry there. Now, if we're stuck at the surface of our identity, then two things are very, very true. One, we're emotionally confused, no exceptions. Two, we are walking around with mistaken assumptions about the nature of reality. So what very rich people do who have not made that deep dive into who they truly are, they suffer, they are emotionally confused, they are bewildered just like we are, only they are so in more expensive cars and in more expensive houses. And they have the leisure time and this propensity toward inflation to do some pretty stupid and reckless things. Now, it's not that they, as a psychologist, I'm trying to get people to see that there are forces at play in our lives that kick in. If we suddenly become very wealthy, there are forces at play that kick in, and most people are utterly ill-equipped to deal with them. They just get dragged out as if in a riptide. They do stupid things, they leave their families, they begin to take excessive risk. Remember this guy, MC Hammer?
Yeah, yeah.
He was a great guy. I mean, I enjoyed listening to him. He seemed like a heartful man. He spent like $40 million in 1 year. Why? Well, he thought he was going to make at least that much the next year.
Right. Right. And, so then, he went broke and became a television preacher now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Mike Tyson.
Oh,
you know, $300 million. I mean, all you got to do is squirrel away what 2% of that, and you're fine.
How about just $2 million?
You know, right.
I mean, that's a lot.
And these are
life.
The blatant stories, and this goes on again and again. And you know, you must have heard people win the lottery; they're so happy the first 48 hours. 3 years later, they're crazy.
You know, there's actually a book written specifically about the lives of lottery ticket winners and how they win the money and a few years later they are destitute again, or their lives, they end up in jail. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's You're amazing. Right. But do you know the name of that book, Carl?
You know, I don't. I remember it was a few years ago. It was a few years ago that some author followed, I want to say about 16 or 20 different lottery ticket winners. I mean, big lottery ticket winners, you know, 60 million, 30 million. And their lives were destroyed by the lotteries, and they ended up exactly where they started, broke.
Well, you know, this raises an issue, how false our values are today. We don't realize how much we're propagandized with this view of the world that's pumped out by media. You know, I see couples oftentimes, and they'll say to me, well, I'm married 20 years, and it's typically a guy, although it can be a woman too, and, you know, I love my wife. But I'm not in love with her. Well, welcome to reality, pal.
I've never... I got to tell you something. We have to take a break. I had a girl tell me that when I was in Las Vegas. I was a young man. I never understood that statement. I want to explore that for a moment, but I also want to explore the triggers. We can't help coming back to money. I want to talk a little bit about money and the trigger points. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jim Manganiello. He's got a great website called Mesix, M-E-S-I-C-S, products.com, where you can learn the answers if you suffer from insomnia, stress, anxiety, panic, or depression. Solutions there that don't require drugs to take control of your life and have a better life. And isn't that what we're all looking for? Don't we just want a better life? Don't we just want to feel better about our lives? You can learn it by going to Mesix, M-E-S-I-C-S, products.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jim Manganiello, clinical psychologist. Okay, so I've always heard that people can develop certain types of neuroses when there's been a chronic, a traumatic event, a trigger in their lives. It seems that
in some of these events, money is the trigger. Now, obviously, winning $60 million out of the blue definitely can be a trauma. There's a lot of stress involved with that, right. A lot of unknown. But what about these people who have worked so hard, they finally get their pensions, or they work so hard, they reach a modicum of success, they acquire money? What is it about money that triggers magical thinking? Because it seems like that's what happens.
I think, you know, there are a couple of things. The first is that in order to make a significant amount of money, most people have to work endless hours in the noonday sun. And the assumption is that this money is going to deliver happiness, well-being, relaxation, some relief from the torment of having a mind that is out of control, that's often confused and bewildered, that's shaky, hesitant, and uncertain. So people work their butts off. I've got one person just made an ungodly amount of money, and he's having a lot of trouble now because he realizes that what he was looking for on the horizon is a mirage. The money alone doesn't do it. Now, for a person who has indeed done the work of leaving their wrong psychological address and finding what I would call their true home, this deeper identity, I would almost say this is an identity that's frankly no one's child. It is a very deep, profound identity that's awake, aware, present. Money for that person becomes an enabler. It becomes an opportunity to enable a life that can be well lived, loved, and understood. And it tends to be focused on a path of growth and a path that will make a significant difference in other people's lives. Not just, you know what I'll do? I'll make socks that glow in the dark so I can make another $160 million.
Right.
They become overcome by the combination of this inflation and in the background what I call encore anxiety. Can I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't believe they can. And very often they don't, which sets into motion a whole decline because one begins to feel like a fraud and nobody escapes from the past because it's not behind us, it's in us. But look, one of the things going on, particularly today, Kyle, is that our values are false. Success is defined as money. Money replaces excellence. It used to be that success and excellence were dance partners. Not today. Money and winning now at all costs is what poise, integrity, concern for others. You can't find it. Materialism cancels out these values. More and more people are willing to be dishonest, you know, you're seeing this with the drug stuff, and I'm not sure what I feel about it, but I just removed Lance Armstrong's medals. It's tough to be a competitor and to embrace these deep, high-integrity values when everyone around you is also doping.
Right.
You know, they almost destroyed Roger Clemens, and I can't make an opinion of it. But, dear Lord, there's criminals all over the place. Not one banker has gone in front of Congress to explain what the hell happened when half the world almost collapsed.
Right.
It's just insane, the deterioration of the fabric of moral values in the West, East too. You know, I'm thinking, you mentioned the Greeks earlier. Their original Olympic Games was focused on excellence in not just the body, but the mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was an appreciation for the excellence of your competitor. You never see this today. I saw it once. It was with a match, big match, tennis match, Federer and Nadal.
Mm-hmm.
And Federer was winning and winning. He was going back and forth. Nadal beat him. And Nadal went up to see his father. And right around the periphery of Nadal's family was this guy clapping. And it was Federer's father.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. I thought, what a blessing for Roger Federer to be raised by a guy like this.
Wow.
You know? You don't see that. People are not prepared for wealth.
This is really important stuff, okay? That we have become a society of the end justifies the means. There are so many examples of this that we could spend the whole show pointing back to. You know, what comes to mind in my mind right away is Joe Kennedy, the bootlegger who created a presidency. You know, it's like we have so many people that, and you're right, and so many of us are willing to do things that we know are not only against man's law, but morality in general, just to acquire some sense of success, fame, and wealth. And society embraces this, which makes it acceptable. So how do you operate in a world where that has become the norm? You probably are one of the few people that appreciated what Federer's father did. The rest of them probably didn't think anything of it, or they thought, what the hell is wrong with him? How do you operate in a world when everyone else is the other way?
Yeah, it's a good point, and this is one reason why there's so much alienation today, and frankly, so much depression, so much anxiety. You know, these are not illnesses, dear Lord, that are caused by brain problems. That's the crap that gets marketed as ideas, so people.
God bless you.
Money and profit. And power. But we're really talking about fundamental things. You know, I've got a buddy from Australia who is an evolutionary scientist, and I listen to him talk, and he's talking about how John Stewart is his name, by the way. When are people going to realize we're responsible for stewarding the species?
Right.
You listen to these clowns running for presidency, it's enough to make you want to just, you know, drink a half a bottle of tequila.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They're lying. They're parrying for position. They're basically using knowledge developed by social psychologists who are still embedded in universities trying to develop careers. They should be immolating themselves like the Buddhists monks did during the Vietnam War. All of their knowledge is being used for persuasion techniques,
right,
in order to manipulate the public to believe crap. And, once again, it's a quality of life issue. We've lost a connection with some of the things that truly make life worth living. And this is something that has to develop. And I think most people don't understand. They think they're defective or they have some flaws. That longing in our heart, that sense that something is wrong, that's correct. If we believe that, what would right this wrong is money, then we get a ton of money dropped in our heads. We don't know what to do with it. We get inflated. We begin to indulge in magical thinking. We're not careful. Like, how many people have made a ton of money and they trust, you would think it would, they would find the best financial advisors in the world.
Right.
And that they would watch them like hawks. But no, they give it to so-and-so, and the next thing you know, they're broke or they're in deep trouble.
Embezzled, right. You know, it's funny. We have to take a break. It's funny. My first encounter with the therapeutic process was I was 23 or 24 years old. I had just moved to Las Vegas. And I'll never forget my therapist then, Jerry Katz, on one of the earliest sessions we were there, because he could see it in my eyes that I had this hunger for money. And he knew that my desire for money was because I was looking for something to fill the hole that I thought I was missing. And I thought that money and wealth was going to bring me the power and the admiration that I was looking for. And he said to me, Carl, he goes, what do you think a therapist prefers to have, a rich client or a poor client? And I said, a rich client, because, you know, obviously he can pay the bill. And he said, no. He said, you're right, but for the wrong reason. He said, a rich client because he already knows that money is not the answer.
Right.
That was profound.
That's awesome.
Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Jim Manganiello. Visit his website. It's Messics, M-E-S-I-C-S, products.com. Easy solutions for mind and body. Go. We'll be right back. Boing, 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 boing
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jim Manganiello. We're talking about our constant romance with self-destruction. We've heard this for years and years and years. You know, someone reaches a level of success and then they self-destruct. It was once thought that they just didn't deserve the success. They felt that they didn't deserve the success, and so they had to right the wrong, so to speak. But I just wonder, Dr. Manganiello, does feelings of mortality play any role in this? That there is an end out there? That if we don't reach what we perceive as being successful before the clock stops, that somehow, you know, we haven't lived a full life?
Well, yeah. I mean, that rings true in the context of what we were just talking about. That is, that we buy into a view of the world that's basically false, but it's very seductive. And it's very attractive to us because we mistake it for something of substance. You know, I don't know many people on their deathbed that I do a little bit of work with people that are dying, and I don't hear anybody saying, God, I wish I made another $1 million, you know. I think we talked last time we were on the show about remembering the mustard. You've gone to the supermarket for mustard, come home, 3 bags of groceries, no mustard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what many people do when they die.
That's, you know, right.
Saying, my God, I didn't come here to do that. People save for retirement. They don't prepare for death.
Yeah.
So I think if we put your question inside out, I think it's a good question. Mortality has something to do with it. Our preoccupation with, you know, the surface of life, winning, money, is an attempt to protect against death, to deny and avoid it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This poet, Yeats, I thought, said it well. I read this line for the first time, and it made my hair stand on end in the back of my neck, which is that we're tethered to a dying animal.
Interesting.
And most of us are completely clueless that we're not the body entirely. You know, we kick this around. If you turn the meteor on in any direction, you don't gain access to real ideas anymore. Yeah, it's easy. You got iPhone, you got iPad, you got this pad. Your feet, your socks even can connect with the internet. You know,
yeah.
And you're still getting garbage. I mean, you're getting a lot of garbage. It's hard to find really good, deep conversations where you can get a whiff of something that. There used to be this teacher, Gurdjieff. He would call high-quality ideas very special. They're like rare birds. They're not easy to see. They're not easy to come by. This death issue is a big, big issue, you know.
What?
We are very primitive in our assumptions about... So big homes, bigger cars, more technology... On some level, it's all a defense against the fragility of human life here and how brief it is. You know, one of the, you've heard of the Nag Hammadi Gospels?
No, I have not.
In 1945, they were unearthed in Egypt. And these were the Gnostic Gospels. And if you look at early Christianity, you know, any genuine spiritual revelation, you have to be in the state of mind that revelation took place in order to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're like a squirrel trying to understand a mortgage agreement. And that's indeed, with all due respect, what many of the public face institution organizations of religion have become. And in early Christianity, the knowers were in conflict with the believers. And the believers happen to have claimed transmission from the apostles and right from Jesus directly and, of course, from the Father. And they said that the Gnostics were frivolous, and they were, because the Gnostics were saying, when Jesus said, "Do as follow me," it wasn't like, you know, get behind me, follow me wherever I go. It was, do what I did. So the Gnostics were hell-bent on developing this connection with their core deep identity so they could come into a flow of experiential knowledge that was what Jesus was talking about. Unfortunately, what the believers did was they burned these people at the stake.
Oh.
They accused them of being heretics.
Because they could be like God, in other words.
Yeah, they could burn them at the stake. But these Gospels were discovered. And there actually is a book. It's called Nag Hammadi, two words, Naghammadi, I believe. I could be a little off on one. But I think even Amazon, you can get it. And you get the Gospels, and an awful lot of work was done. And these are the Gospels of the Knowers, and in one of them, the Gospel of Thomas, there's all Jesus' sayings. And one of his sayings was very, very profound, another one that whacked me by the side of the head, which is, be as passers-by. We're only here for, you know, in between bus trips.
Mm-hmm.
And yet people set up shops, wealth, you know, materiality can be so seductive There's nothing wrong with it if it's in proper perspective and it's valued in proper proportion. But many of us in this country have what I call a money fetish. It's the way score is kept all over the place.
Right.
You know, and some of these poor athletes, I mean, dear Lord, the past 35 years, the pressure for these athletes and coaches has gone up because of money. Pressure to obtain, I mean, sinful amounts of money, because now they get the, what some people call the stupid bowl, the Super Bowl, and these athletes are incredibly gifted, and it's fun to watch games, but they're no longer games. You got an F-15 flying over it. You got the Marines there.
Yeah, it's an extravaganza.
Yeah, and you've got commercials where everybody's pushing crap, trying to be cute. You got horses selling you insurance, and they're paying, what, you know, millions and millions of dollars for seconds of advertising. It's not about the game.
Yeah. It's about the consumers. It's about the people consuming. And that word alone, when we went from being people to consumers, it really, it's in my opinion, it's a revolting word, because a consumer is like, if you imagine that something that can't stop consumption, so it's gorging itself, and it's gorging itself on everything, whether they be devices and food and medicine and all this crap. We are now consumers. We're only seen as pockets of money, and how do we get the pockets to empty is the goal of everybody out there today.
Yeah, you got it. And it's A to Z, even hospitals now. And as you, I think we talked about this earlier, the third leading cause of death in America are physicians in hospitals. And hospitals now need money. I have a dear 84-year-old friend that his physician said, you know, I think it's time for you to have a colonoscopy.
Yeah, right.
He's got no problems. He's got no rectal cancer, colon cancer in his family.
Right.
He goes in, he has a colonoscopy. He nearly bled out. He was there 5 days in intensive care. They almost killed him in intensive care.
Dr. Manganiello, I have gotten emails from devoted listeners of the show who have chastised me because I have railed against colonoscopies on the show for the past year now, because I said that, first of all, there is a little known first line blood test that can identify the presence of polyps in the colon. No one tells you about that. The only place you'll hear about it is here on the show. So you go get the blood test, and then if you seem to be at risk, then you go for something more invasive. But the problem is that doctors, the blood test runs about $200 and the procedure is about $1,700, $1,800. More people go in for colonoscopies and come out with perforations that end their lives. I mean, this guy almost, I every time I talk about this, someone comes to me and says, you're not going to believe this, but in November, my dad went for a colonoscopy and he was dead by January. I mean, this is how they make money. They, you know, going in there and doing these colonoscopies and there's so much other. There's a whole nother agenda here that I don't even get into. But once they're in there, when they start snipping things, there's actually a process called seeding. They can take an innocuous polyp and actually cause it to become something that will metastasize when they cut into it.
Wow.
And no one talks about that either.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, and it's...
Yeah, I don't have the... you know, the understanding of what goes on in the colon, but I do feel that too often it's a cash cow. If you have cancer in your family, colon cancer, it's a good idea. Make sure you're having it done by an expert, and that they can also an expert who can read what's called flat lesions, because anybody that can get into the colon are looking for polyps. And what also is true and very rarely understood is that polyps tend to crop up and get reabsorbed by the colon.
Yeah, I was going to say they go away on their own. I know.
That's right. So these cash cows, you know, it makes you paranoid a little bit. It used to be mammograms. We now know that mammograms cause more harm very often. It used to be In the early 90s, my wife and I ran a mind-body institute, and we would tell our women patients, do not do HRT, hormone replacement therapy. And we would get calls from physicians. I mean, it was like they wanted to kill us. It was unthinkable. How can you say this? You're not a physician, yada, 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 until the Women's Health Initiative, and it was demonstrated with a comprehensive study that HRT not only was not protecting women, but it was triggering cancer, heart disease.
But the reality of HRT, when we look deeper, was the equine estrogens and progesterones that were methylated in the go-to pills that the medical orthodoxy prescribed were at the root of the problem. Hormones
right.
themselves are messengers that have a value. But when the medical orthodoxy ignored the importance of avoiding these methylated versions of foreign estrogens and progestins that should have never been in human beings to begin with, they were triggering thrombosis, they were triggering cancers, they were triggering all
right.
sorts of things. No, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. And we talk about that on the show from time to time when women do want to look into HRT. The bioidenticals, there's just no comparison between
that. I don't
think
so either. I mean, the bioidentical hormones prescribed by especially a good naturopath
right.
Is a completely different world. And the horse urine HRT, the president of the company said, and I'm blocking on his name, but I did write an article on this, he basically said, quote, you can get these doctors to sell anything.
Isn't that
I think Premarin was the name
right.
of the...
Premarin and Prempro. Premarin
now,
and
if you
Prempro.
Needed a hair transplant, right, you wouldn't go up the street and grab a horse's tail and try to glue it on your head.
No.
You wouldn't accept a horse transplant hair, but women were being misled terribly by hormones that didn't belong in their body.
Right, right. All right, we're going a little long. I want to take our last commercial break, Dr. Manganiello. When we come back, what I'd like to do is just touch on this notion of diving deeper. Maybe you can give us some examples, maybe even some exercises that people can start now. I know it's a
absolutely.
Lot to ask for in a short period of time, but something that a primer, if you will. We're talking with Dr. Jim Manganiello. His website is Messics, M-E-S-I-C-S. products.com. You can find approaches to deal with insomnia, stress, anxiety, and panic disorders, depression, right there, without drugs. So if you have these issues, or you know someone who has these issues, they're interested in a mind and body allegiance, go to Messics, messicsproducts.com. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance
performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Manganiello. Okay, so now we're going to discuss sort of a primer, if you will. You've talked about this several times during the interview today. People need to dive deep or leave their wrong address and find their home. Are there things that we can do day-to-day, practices, exercises that can help us?
Yeah, there's no question. And if I may, and I'm saying this just for the benefit of your listeners, so that they can not feel in 10 minutes of, what did he say? I do have a book called Unshakable Certainty, which is the state of mind that is associated with dropping into who we truly are, because then we have nothing to protect or defend. All we'll need is who we truly are. Now, my work is based on integrating the best of the Western spiritual deep psychological tradition with the best of the Eastern meditative and contemplative tradition. Most of the reasons a lot of the meditation communities here have failed is you just can't transplant something from another culture and expect it to root here properly. It looks great the first year, and then all of a sudden it begins to get wacko.
Right.
And that's what's happened. So this book is there's a method in it that will allow your listeners to get a taste of this directly and to develop some perspective on what's necessary to create this kind of awareness and presence while also creating the infrastructure in their personality that will support it. All right. So, and that's on Amazon.com.
I'm looking at it.
Unshakable Certainty.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks like a really good book.
Or it's on my website, drjimmanganiello.com. But look, here's something we can all think about. When you're driving your car, it doesn't matter if you're involved in reverie, great music, you can be teary, you can be incredibly angry, screaming, you can be fighting with the person in your passenger seat, but you always remember that you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'd crash or you'd forget where the hell you were going. That's a kind of mindfulness. If we're serious observers of our own life. We're constantly being bombarded by thoughts. We're like people in a train station that can't help but getting on every damn train that pulls into the station. We get on every train of thought that pulls into our mind. we become identified with it, and we become distracted by it. And if you really take a close, honest look, you'll notice that at the end of the week, you've cycled through the same damn thoughts again and again, and same worries, same preoccupations, same fear, same anxieties, and this is just part of the equipment. It's part of, I think, part of the dilemma of being in a body. Now, so we need to cultivate the ability to stay alert, mindful. It's a precursor to awareness. And, Carl, one of the principal requirements is we have to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. Relaxation, deep relaxation, is the gateway to awareness and to presence, into what we're talking about, coming into the flow of a different level of knowledge and a different level of being. But we can't be distracted, so one of the most powerful exercises you can do is use your breath. On the in-breath, you say to yourself, you know, go walking around, I am. There's a pause between the two breaths. Here. The out-breath, the very end of the out-breath, now. I'm here now. Again and again. It leads to a kind of clarity and an upliftment, because like driving our car, we remember that we're driving.
This is brilliant.
I can even do your radio show.
This is brilliant because we've talked in past shows about mindfulness. But this is an exercise that really allows you to be mindful. You cannot help, when saying that to yourself and focusing on your breath, regardless of what's going on around you, to be mindful.
That's correct. There's no need. You know, many people, they think, oh, gee, I just had a spiritual thought. I got to run to my shrine room, cross my legs, light my candles, light my incense. Real spiritual work on oneself takes place in life, mm-hmm. in life circumstances. We can all be brilliantly aware and awake, sitting on a cushion with quiet, and that's wonderful. That's very important to do. But at the end of the day, if we're going to face death half awake, right, we're going to need to cultivate our capacity. Now, one of the things I notice when I'm doing this practice is that I can go, you know, quite a while with, oh, geez, I didn't even think of it. Where was I? Well, it's no different than a waking dream.
Right.
It is a waking dream. It's very much like a sleeping dream. You know, when you're asleep and you have a dream that a big crocodile is chasing you around in your house and wants to eat you, you're terrified. But you wake up, you don't look for the crocodile under your bed anymore. Why? Because you've come into a higher level of knowledge. You know that you were dreaming and the crocodile's not there. Well, the same damn thing can happen in waking life. I'm afraid. She doesn't love me. He doesn't respect me. I don't have this. I won't get that. All of that is a waking dream, basically promoted by the thoughts that distract us and take us out of the now. If we cultivate this simple exercise, it's amazing once you experience this. You just pull the plug on your... You pull the plug. You don't have to get on that train. No, I'll pass. And you stay present into yourself, there's a clarity, there's a richness, and you begin to feel like, my God, yeah, this feels like me.
I've been doing it the whole time. I'm it's amazing. I can do it and listen to you and be focused, but still be doing it. I'm here now. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and it's very simple, which is what I love. I do my best to put together the methods. That's what Mezix Products is all about. Trying to put together science-based, credible, valid, tested methods that will deliver clear results to people. And this is a method that we can use, and then we can add on things to that that can make it even more powerful and that can drive us into something very deep, what I call kinds of homecoming experiences, where we really connect with who we really are. And we begin to understand, no wonder why I've been feeling this, you know, something's wrong. I'm not connected with myself.
Interesting. Talk about Mezix products just for a second. So are these e-books or DVDs or what are they?
Well, there's a number of them. And one of them is the Mezix method, which is I'm developing in the moment based on the work in the book. But right now, what I've done is take stress. Stress is the number one health problem in the developed world, according to the World Health Organization. Millions of people are suffering from anxiety, panic, depression, insomnia. Now, most people don't know what causes insomnia. The bottom line is there's a part of your brain that's supposed to deactivate for your sleep machinery to kick in properly. It's not. Why? Because there are chemicals floating around in your system that are designed to keep you awake. So it's in the same way like it's hard to turn left and turn right at the same time, it's pretty damn hard to go to sleep and stay awake at the same time. So we have trouble getting to sleep, or we don't sleep deeply enough, or we wake up. So these are not just, they're not e-books. What each product contains, let's imagine that you've got an insomnia problem. What each product contains is a series of writings, kind of read me first, quick start guides, that will give you the real skinny on the science, but in clear, easy to understand terms of why you're not sleeping. Then I put together seven methods, and each pack has a number of these methods. Why not one? Because there's no one size fits all people. What
right.
stresses you out might make me very relaxed by way of a method. My research is very clear on this. This is the methods that I put in these packs are the ones that we've tested over the years. So each is explained very clearly in writing, and each has three audios associated with it. One, very brief, intro. And then the main audio, I walk you right through the practice so you don't, you know, I don't know, I've had this experience so many times, I'll buy something and I'll read the manual and I feel like the manual belongs with another product. So I walk people through each practice so that they get it. There's no question, no confusion. They can experience the results. The first method will bring people into the stress-free state. Again, we just referred to it, that state of equanimity, that state of pure awareness. It'll give you a real drink of being in a state of calm, relaxed, clear awareness. And you'll flush out the kinds of things in your body that you need to flush out to eliminate the conditions of high levels of stress, of anxiety, of panic, of depression, and insomnia. And by the way, if I don't, anybody that buys my product does so at no risk whatsoever. If within 30 days they're not 100% satisfied, all they have to do is tell me and they get a full refund.
That's
I want
very,
people
very
having any risk at all.
Right. Right. Very honorable. We're coming to the end of the interview. Dr. Jim Manganiello's website is Messics, M-E-S-I-C-S products.com. You can learn more about his solutions for stress, insomnia, anxiety, panic disorder, and depression there, and much more. I love the book, Unthinkable Certainty. I will be ordering it after the show and reading it right away. And I feel like just I'm here now is worth the price of the admission. I've been doing it the whole time. You know what? I really feel relaxed. It's amazing.
Yeah, it'll make a difference, and I hope that your listeners will give it a try. Don't be frustrated because in the initial stages, it's hard to hold on to. Don't do it when you're exceptionally stressed out if you can't hold on to it, but begin to introduce it into your life. It'll make a big difference. As usual, I've loved talking with you. You're the radio interviewer with a heart.
Oh, thank
you. I appreciate
it. Thank you. And thanks for making time to be on the show, and we'll have you back on soon, Dr. M, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, thank you. All right, so there you have it. Great, great stuff there. Go to the website Messics, M-E-S-I-C-S products.com to learn more about Dr. Jim Manganiello's products. Also, Amazon.com has his book, Unshakable Certainty. I love it. Also want to thank PJ Braun for coming on the show. Go to Facebook and friend PJ. That's one way to get in touch with him, or his website, pjbraun.com. And thank you for being on listening to Superhuman Radio today. We have a great show planned tomorrow. We're going to be addressing breast cancer for the ladies. And, of course, it's Thursday, so Adele Musa will be joining me as we do Science in the News Roundup. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.